Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics. We're going to close out this week's broadcast with boosting our EQ, our emotional intelligence. And to up our EQ game, we have an author with an extensive background in building teams, dealing with all personality types, and veteran leadership skills.
Trust is a really powerful workplace emotion, but I think it's impossible to do it unless you're face-to-face with someone. That was my experience, and again, I got that corroborated by a number of people that I talked to for the book. You can sustain trust through technology, but building that powerful emotion, you need to actually be on location.
That's Susan Packard. She was on the startup teams for HBO and CNBC, and she is the former CEO of HGTV, its second employee, actually. She's also an author with a new book that we're going to dig into right now.
Susan Packard, and I'm an author, and the book is Fully Human.
Three steps to grow your emotional fitness in work, leadership, and life. That's a broad brief you've really pulled down for yourself. What brought you to want to write this book?
What brought me to want to write the book is my experience in working both as, you know, a worker and then later as a leader. And I realized I'd written a book before this one called New Rules of the Game, and in that book, I offer these strategies that are essentially outward behaviors and actions that you do to navigate your workplace and be successful. And I realized that, you know, that's really important, but it's not the whole arc of leadership. And so this book completes the story, if you will. And it's not just my story. I have a lot of leaders in it and a lot of workers in it who, you know, don't have any interest in managing people, but they want to be the leader of their own lives. And so that's what brought me. It's sort of completing the arc of what does it look like to grow your leadership skills.
Okay. And you've been walking this walk for a while now, co-founder of HGTV back in the day, which is a fascinating story on its own. But I wanted to speak with you mostly because my brief for my show, obviously, is technology and popular culture and where those two things collide. Sometimes I do macroeconomics, too. But for the purposes of this, it's mostly about tech. You have some tips, I guess you would say, or guidance, or ways to push through fears, and not just in the workplace, but look in life. And what I found appealing was it says, and they're not available in the app store. Can we unpack some of those tips that you've hard earned won?
Well, that's the section that I'm talking about, how we build trust. And, you know, trust is a really powerful workplace emotion, but I think it's impossible to do it unless you're face-to-face with someone. That was my experience, and again, I got that corroborated by a number of people that I talked to for the book. You can sustain trust through technology, but building that powerful emotion, you need to actually be in, on location with someone else. And when we look at the remote workforces of today and distributed work, you know, all of that that's going on, which is great. What I worry about is that there are no gathering places for people. You know, there's no place for people to build community. They either work out of their home or maybe they even, you know, travel and work as long as they have Wi-Fi, you know, they're fine. Well, belonging is such an important emotion. And so what I urge in the book is that not just because we had remote workforces, I mean, when I was in leadership, but they all had a place they could go, whether it was, you know, a regional office where they worked or someone, you know, or whether it was a the corporate office, you know, where they would come.
Right.
Screens are great, but they can also be barriers.
Right.
And it's something that thoughtful leaders are looking at and are realizing that I need to take into account the emotional wellness of my organization and health of my organization, as well as the economic health of the organization.
And I want to double down on that. Remember the Google walkout? They had six demands, right? And one of them was take care of our remote workers, our contractors. We value them as much as they should be valued, and Google and other companies need to do the same thing. So I'm definitely with you on that. In your answer right there, you mentioned emotionality period, really. And you use a term called EQ fitness in the book. Can you define that for us as a working definition?
Yes. So EQ fitness is, it takes its idea or its foundation off of an idea in the 90s called emotional intelligence, which was known as EQ for short. And this is basically a workplace skill. How do I relate to others in the workplace most effectively? But it was brought to us in the 90s. And, you know, just to have a perspective, Amazon was launched in 94. So the whole world has changed since the 90s, especially technology, as you know. I mean, the workplace is dominated by technology today. So what I did is I said, and it was my experience too, that let's take that idea, that kernel of an idea, but modernize it, contemporize it for the workplace of 2020, really. And I offer three steps so that, and if you work these three steps, which are, become your EQ fitness or emotional fitness steps, then you can get to this place of steadiness and peace of mind and joy. And you have to work them just like physical fitness. You don't just go to the gym once and you're, you know, thin and toned and all that.
Right.
You keep working at it. And the same is true with your emotional fitness.
I do a lot of workplace transformation stories, and I speak with authors such as yourself with significant experience. What stood out for me with your book is the three principles that you built your stool on, like the three legs on the stool: willingness, trust, and we principles. Can we unpack those two? Because I've not seen willingness used as a tenet for workplace transformation. How did you get to that?
Well, you know, it was a rigorous process, let's just say. And I, you know, this is the thing about willingness, is that I don't know how to say it without it sounding silly, but you have to be willing to go through this process. And that's looking under the hood and gaining some critical self-awareness,
right,
so that you can show up for work as the leader of your own life. And if you want to lead teams, it all starts there.
Mm-hmm.
So I offer a number of tools that help the reader to get to that place of deeper self-awareness than just, am I an introvert or am I an extrovert? The kinds of things that are typical you find in, you know.
Right, a Myers-Briggs kind of test.
The stuff that HR gives you.
Right.
Well, no, I mean, we need that, but we also, for the future of our, you know, for folks that want to continue to have joy and peace of mind and lead teams, they need to go through this work. So I really urge that they, and again, I offer a bunch of different tools, including, you know, some, I guess, unorthodox, if you will, although meditation isn't so unorthodox anymore.
Right.
But, you know, meditation and those kinds of mindfulness, and those are just a couple, but I offer a number of them.
Yes. Last question. I know you have to go. We principles. How are you using that phrase, we principles?
We principles is when we move from just focusing on ourselves to focusing on a greater good. And all leaders that are effective evolve this way. Instead of just, you know, looking at your stock options or being inaccessible to your people, you prioritize the emotional health of your organization as, you know, as well as its economic health.
That was Susan Packard. She was on the startup teams for HBO and CNBC, and she is the former CEO of HGTV. She's also the author of Fully Human, Three Steps to Grow Your Emotional Fitness in Work, Leadership, and Life. And that's going to do it for this week's broadcast. But for extended interviews and other features, please find the podcast version. We are on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Just keyword search Techonomics. That's with an extra O. For executive producer Lee Hammer, I am the host and the writer Jason Middleton. This has been Techonomics. Thanks for listening and have great weeks, everybody.